Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm joined by my co-host, Lucky Pires, here on www.goforgold.lk, where we bring you all the cricketing and rugby news hot off the field. Right, we start the day today being the 7th of May 2026. We start off with what happened yesterday at the Rajiv Gandhi Stadium, where the LPL game between Sunrisers Hyderabad and PBKS, that's Punjab Kings, took place. Now, before the game started, the equation was very simple. Look, if Sunrisers Hyderabad was going to beat PBKS, they would hit the points table, because PBKS was hitting the points table up until yesterday, and this was going to be very interesting. Ultimately, Sunrisers Hyderabad put it to bat, beat PBKS comprehensively by 33 runs. So Pat Cummings, the captain of Sunrisers Hyderabad, absolutely overawed, because his team now heads the IPL points table, which I'll come to after I give you the main scores. Sunrisers Hyderabad made 235 runs for 4 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. Hendrik Claassen, the South African, made a super 68. Ishan Kishan, 55. Travis Head, the Aussie, made 38. Abhishek Sharma, the opener, made 35. And Nityash Kumar Reddy, who batted in the middle order. Well, he was having a huge problem with the willow, but yesterday came out with a sterling performance, unbeaten on 29, which helped the SRH to be very competitive as far as the score was concerned. And I sometimes ask myself this question: what's happening to the bowlers? Why are they struggling so much? Is it just a one-way passage for the batters in the IPL? Because the scores that we read every day looks terrible, massive, very batter friendly, but the bowlers are going through a huge issue in finding any help on the Indian pitches. Punjab Kings ultimately made 202 for 7 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. Cooper Conley 107, Marcus Stoinis 28, and Suresh Kejar made 25. Bowling, Pat Cummings 2 for 34, Malinga 1 for 36, the Sri Lankan, and Suresh Kumar took 2 for 45. The game coming up today is between LSG, who are limiting in the 10th place, and they play against the strong Royal Challengers Bangalore. That game is coming up at 7:30 p.m. local time. Let me run through the scorecard. Now remember, each team will have to play 14 games, and now we are at the business end of the prestigious Tata IPL. The team that's leading the pack is Sunrisers Hyderabad. They have played 11 games. They've got 14 points in the bank. In second place, Punjab Kings, they've played 10 games. They've got 13 points. In third place is Royal Challengers Bangalore, who will be seen in pursuit today. They have played 9 games and have 12 points in the bank. In fourth place, Rajasthan Royals, managed by Kumar Sangakkara, they played 10 games and they have 12 points in the bank. And in fifth place is Gujarat Titans, who have played 10 games and have 12 points. So the top four will ultimately qualify for the playoffs, but there is a bit of a muddle at the top. If you just listen to the points table, I'll run it through again for your listening information. SRH leading with 14 points. PBKS, that's Punjab Kings, second place, 13 points. Royal Challengers Bangalore in third place with 12 points. And in fourth place, Rajasthan Royals with 12 points as well. And Gujarat Titans in fifth place with 12 points. Now, the reason as to why Gujarat Titans is placed fifth is because of their run rate deficit. So basically, the only team that has played more games SRH, there played 11 games. PBKS, who are in second place, have played 10. Rajasthan Royals in third place have played 10 as well. Rajasthan Royals in fourth place have played 10 games as well. And Gujarat Titans in fifth place have played 10. While RCB will play their 10th game today. And remember, the first four teams to qualify, they will have to be among the top four to play in the playoffs. I'll give you more details of that in detail. I also got just one more result. The Pakistani women in the third ODI have beaten Zimbabwe women comprehensively by a big margin of 209. Pakistan women made 343 and the Zim women bowled out for 137. Tomorrow being the Friday, we just have one school game in the school's rugby league. Prince of Wales will take on St. Peter's College. But I assure you, come Saturday, there's going to be plenty of excitement in the rugby arena, which I'll keep you posted on our podcast tomorrow. Well, that's it from me and my co-host, Lakith Peeris. We thank you for joining us this morning. I sincerely hope you'll have a wonderful day, a peaceful day, where peace that passes all understanding will be among you and your respective families. We'll say hi to you tomorrow. In the meantime, sit back, relax, get your headsets on as I spin you a couple of records or a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.